to the Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. The chat is already buzzing, not just about the World Cup and Major League Baseball and WNBA, but also a lot of NBA draft chatter and a lot of NBA trade chatter. We're going to have some of that for you later on this week. Ladies and gentlemen, let's look at the recap screen before we bring in the stars of the show. Way too many X's here. We go 5 and 10. The golf picks were particularly bad. I'll tell you, we had 2 check marks on the Friday recap screen, but we have 4 X's for golf on this Monday recap. So not great there, but a shout out to Matt Snyder, 2 for 2. Plus, Martin Green goes 2 for 2 as well. We hit a sports line pick. We got to do better than 5 and 10, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do that with you, Japan and Nicholas and Liddy and Ball and Ali and Cosmic Charlie and the stars of the show. Let's bring them in. But I do want to get a couple of picks right out of the way right away. We've got Larry, we've got Calvin, we've got Brad Thomas, and we got Bucket. So a lot to talk about. Let's get some sports line picks right off the bat here. We've got 2. David Bierman, college baseball. We go North Carolina money line -154. It's for all the marbles, ladies and gentlemen. It's game 3 versus Oklahoma and the Twins +1.5 -120. That one from Jeff Hockman. All right, let's bring back the stars of the show. We got Brad, we got Buckets, Calvin, and Larry. Buckets, it's World Cup fever. We're like not even in the middle of it. We're still kind of at the beginning of it. How you feeling?
Tired. Very, very tired, but very excited to be a part of this and everything that we're doing here on the Early Edge and across all CBS networks that we have. We got a couple big games today. Brad, I would argue that this is probably one of the better days for betting on World Cup, especially if you like goals. Yeah. So very excited about that.
Brad, your reaction?
No, he nailed it, right? I thought like at least 3 of the 4 are going to go over the total. We could see 4 or 5 goals in France versus Iraq. Like, we've had some boring matches. Today's the day you grab your popcorn for sure.
You know what's not boring? And I feel bad for the audio listeners just in this context, Brad, because they are listening to the show. We thank them very much for that. But they can't see what you're rocking at the top of your head. That is unbelievably beautiful work. The stars of the American flag, red, white, and blue. Brad, that looks really good. Did you have to spend a lot of time getting that done? I'm genuinely curious.
Well, so first, like, not to go too deep, but I had to strip the red and blue out, which took like at least 30 minutes to an hour. Then I had to go ahead and make it go all white, which took another hour. Then I had to turn it to polar cap so it could take the hair color, which is like another 20 minutes. And then the hair itself was 30 minutes to like apply and then 30 minutes to sit in. So do the math. It was a long time.
Larry, how come you haven't done that with your hair yet?
Yeah, I'm just so impressed with Brad. He's got a new baby. He's got a new house. He's World Cup picks every day on many, many platforms. He's obviously going to the gym every day too. So I don't know how he has time.
Brad's amazing, and he's amazing on this show as well. Very, very happy to have him. Hit the like button for Brad Thomas. Calvin Wetzel, we want to get to some more picks. We already gave 2 out, but real quick reaction on the Commissioner's Cup final last night.
Yeah, well, the Commissioner's Cup final is coming up in a couple of weeks, actually. But
oh, I thought the Aces and Liberty was the Commissioner's Cup final. That's on me.
It is, yeah. Well, the Aces and Liberty play tomorrow in a regular season game, and then they have the Commissioner's Cup final a week later. It just so happened yesterday was Aces Valkyries, but yeah, I mean, the Commissioner's Cup final is going to be really good, and the fact that they play a week before too, which just like the regular season just kind of coincidentally set up for that, and these two teams have been rivals, like met in the finals, been 2 of the best teams in the league the last couple of years, I think it sets up perfectly.
Real quick, Calvin, are the Mystics decent? Did they not just knock off the Lynx last night? Am I getting that one wrong too?
They did. You got that one right. And I'm glad I wasn't on the show. I'm glad we didn't have a show yesterday because I would have lost that play. Because I've been on the Lynx all year and they were 14-2 against the spread, which is miles ahead of anyone else coming into that game. And then they not only didn't cover that 14.5, they lost outright. So all of those good runs have to come to an end at some point. And the Lynx finally came back down to earth a little bit yesterday, but I still like them a lot.
All right, let's start a good run now. We had a pretty bad recap screen this morning. Buckets, we've got a lot of soccer picks on the show. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of soccer questions. Talk to me about 2 picks for the pitch today.
Let's go ahead and start with the narrative play and the trap play and the play that everyone's going to be betting on, and that is Argentina taking on Austria. Right now, Lionel Messi is tied for the all-time leading goal scorer in World Cup history. He is tied with German superstar Miroslav Klose with 16 goals, and if Messi scores today, he will be the sole record holder for the most World Cup goals ever. Messi to score right now is plus 100 against an Austria team who is fine defensively, but who conceded against Jordan and whose defense showed that they are going to struggle against some of these faster, more physical teams, which, fun fact, Argentina has a very fast and physical team. I'm expecting this game to hit the over 2.5 goals. I'm expecting it to hit both teams to score, but I'm going to buy into this narrative that Messi breaks the record today, and I love him to get a goal at even money. Bet number two takes us to Norway versus Senegal. This is a game that for me is very exciting because Haaland scares the hell out of me. He's an incredible player, and the way he plays just looks like he's mad at the pitch that he's running on. He is storming for goals in every single game, and I love how they've looked not only in the qualifiers leading up to this, not only in the friendlies leading up to this, but in their opening match as well. I've got Norway. Every match they play in, you take the same two things. You take both teams to score, and you take Norway over 1.5 team total, which is my bet at plus 110. Senegal are not this defensive powerhouse that they used to be. We saw them hold on against France for about 60 minutes, but as soon as that one mistake was made, the floodgates opened up, and France just rolled over them. Norway will probably be doing the exact same thing here. Love a couple Norway goals here at plus money.
All right, we got a couple of bets here from Buckets. We're going to get a couple of bets from Brad Thomas, as well as I see the chat, Taylor, Rick Funcan, and Crispin, Joe Dollar in here. Everybody hit the like button if you could. Where do we go next? We're going to save the World Cup. I'll tell you what, Calvin, how about some WNBA? You've got two props for us. What are they?
I do, and I think they go very well together. They're both from the Dallas Wings. Paige Becker's over 5.5 assists. Minus 109, and a little bit juicier, but her teammate, Jessica Shepherd, under 5.5 assists at around minus 150. If you watch the Dallas Wings play this year, they basically play one of two ways in any given game. They're either playing a little bit more traditionally and kind of using Paige Beckers as a traditional point guard and distributor, or they're playing more out of the high post through their big Jessica Shepherd and using her as kind of a hub there and a facilitator. And that's really largely dictated by the team that they're playing and the defense that they're playing and how the other team is guarding them. And they've gone opposite in 60% of their games. So either one goes over, the other goes under, or vice versa. And so the reason I'm playing it this way, Paige over and Shepherd under, is the Seattle defense. They don't double the post. Dom Malanga is a great defender in there. They're going to play Shepherd one-on-one. They're going to play her to score. They're not going to give her kickouts for three. So I think she goes under assists, and Paige becomes more of that facilitator and goes over. And they've both been trending that way in their last few matchups anyway. And then when you go back earlier this season to the first matchup against Seattle, Paige had 7 assists. Jessica Shepherd only had 1 assist, her season low this year. And Paige also had her second lowest scoring total of the year in that game at 10. They were really playing her to be more of a passer. So I like both of these, and I think they kind of go together. So if you want to put them together in a little same game parlay, that's in the plus 160s. I think that's a fun way to play it as well. But I think either one of them is good on its own as well. So I like Paige to get the assist tonight and Jessica Shepherd to not get the assist tonight. Paige over 5.5, Shepherd under 5.5.
I love that. And I love that you're throwing in an unofficial parlay at plus 168 as well. Brad, you and Buckets and Martin Green are going to join me on CBS Sports Network between 12 and 1 o'clock to talk World Cup. We're going to be talking a lot of World Cup and Travelers Championship. That's a signature event, by the way. But let me get this question out of the way, Brad, from Funky, and then I'll throw it out to Buckets as well. He says, morning early edge, with additional promotions on World Cup futures, especially Golden Boot, is Mbappe still the bet, or is there anyone else to lean toward?
I think Mbappe is still the bet, right? Like, they played the harder of the three group matches that they're going to play in Senegal. Today, when they play Iraq, I think this is the opportunity to rack up goals and continue to push forward. It just feels like, despite like Messi having the hat trick, Messi's going to have to do a lot of it by himself, whereas Mbappe has an incredible creator in Michael Olise feeding him the ball. And with Michael Olise playing on the right, then moving into the 10, I think that's going to make him even more of a prolific goal scorer this tournament.
buckets.
Yeah, just go back and watch the first Mbappe goal off of the pass from Olise in their match against Senegal. The fact that he has that guy on his side means that Mbappe should get at least 3 or 4 chances per match created from Olise. And the way that Mbappe plays in the World Cup is just a different animal. I don't see a lot of value betting on anyone else unless if maybe you want to sprinkle Messi, but I think Mbappe ends up winning this by a couple goals.
We've got a lot more soccer questions. We've got a lot more baseball to cover as well. Maybe some WNBA questions. But one more soccer question before we go to a break. Buckets, Brad. Buckets, I'm going to start with you here. Do we like Algeria? This is from I Am Stanek. Over 1.5 team total. He says it's minus 150, but he was also thinking of it as a parlay piece. Buckets, start us off.
I'd use it as a parlay piece for sure. These are two teams that are kind of the two sides that it's like, they realistically could get out of the group, but they have to win in this match. It's kind of 50-50, but Jordan's defense is terrible. They have not kept a clean sheet in months. They concede an average of 2.4 goals over their last like 7 or 8 games. They're just not a good defensive side. I expect Algeria, even if they're quote-unquote weaker right now, to get at least 2 here, so I like it as a parlay piece.
Brad, your thoughts?
Yeah, a parlay piece is fine. I think I'd like the team total over taking the money line or the spread in this match. I probably will talk about this later, I think, in prime time, where I think this is one of those plus 300 or better draws that you can look at. Sneaky good draw.
Another thing I'd like to do, Larry, before we go to the break, and we do have to get to your MLB pick in a couple of minutes, but can you update us on the meetup? Because it just occurs to me that this group right here, and this group includes Ben, who you can't see on screen, is going to be at the meetup on July 1st at Wrigley Field. Larry, any update with the meetup?
Yeah, you mentioned it last week, Sia, and this is a true story. Somebody reached out to me and said, I want one ticket, and if at all possible, put me next to Mike McClure. And he said it in a joking way. And it turned out that of the 3 blocks of tickets we had already purchased, there was one ticket left, and it happened to be next to Mike McClure. So this guy is over the moon. So, Mike, you're going to get to meet one of your biggest fans, apparently. And the deadline is the end of this week. Larry.Hartstein@Paramount.com. Reach out to me, and we're going to get everybody situated. I know somebody reached out for 4 tickets. We're securing one last block of tickets to accommodate anyone who wants to come. But this is the week, because next week is the trip.
So real quick, even if it's after, like if people like, I know like everybody's already kind of like we're secured their ticket, but anybody could just buy tickets to the game, right? And join us at the game or before or after, correct?
Of course. Yeah. We're going to be sitting in section 227. And yeah, you can buy your own ticket to the Cubs game. It's not sold out. 11 a.m. is when we're meeting at Sluggers. And I don't know if an after party has yet been finalized. I will be hopping on a plane, but I know many people will be hanging around to, you know, mingle after the game as well.
Certainly, I will be one of them. I'm going to talk to Ben about that because he's the local. I have actually a couple places in mind, including that sports book that's no longer a sports book, but still a place to meet up. That could be an option, which is right in the stadium. So we'll talk about that. We'll get those details out to everybody, but I will be sticking around after the game as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, how about a BetMGM Swing for the Fences promotion? Once a day, play our free to play BetMGM Swing for the Fences for a chance to win daily prizes. Play as the batter and pick an area of the strike zone. If your batter gets a hit, you win a prize. All right, we got to get to more picks. I even have an MLB First 5. Larry, you've got to play. We've got a lot of questions, of course, World Cup related as well. There's also a lot going on in the chat with Son of a Taylor, and I'm not 100% sure what that's referring to, Ben. We're back on The Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. I it's never going to get old seeing the comments as that Son of a Taylor ad is rolling through. Buckets, that's got to be our most popular ad to date.
Whatever they're paying you, it's not enough. I would go back to them and ask for 2-3x if you want to keep it going, because it's just the best ad, man. I don't know.
Thank you. I don't think there's any sarcasm in your voice. I feel like that was totally genuine.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
All right. We'll take it. Larry, let's take some baseball picks. We haven't put out a baseball pick outside of the sports line pick, which we led the show with from Jeff Hockman, Twins +1.5, which Liddy, noted Dodgers fan, says he kind of likes that pick. I kind of like it too. And Larry, I like the Rays today as well.
Yeah, how can you not like Drew Rasmussen quickly falling down the odds board for Cy Young? You know, over the last 4 to 5 years, he actually has the best ERA in all of baseball, when he's healthy. That's always been the key with him. You know, he can't pitch too many innings in a season, and he's battled some injuries, but he is so healthy right now. He's absolutely dominating. Look at his last three starts for the Rays. Seven innings, 29 Ks, one walk, only nine hits allowed, minuscule whip. He's given up one run in the last three starts. That was an Ohtani homer, which came in the sixth inning. I'm going to target the first five. I'm going to lay the half a run. The Rays are a big favorite today over the Royals. The Royals are terrible on the road. The Rays are great at home. It's Michael Wacha, kind of the quintessential journeyman on the mound for the Royals, has given up 3, 4, 5, and 6 in his last four starts. But it is an absolute treat to watch Drew Rasmussen pitch. I'm pretty confident he's going to hold down the Royals. I just need the Rays to score a little bit in the first five, and we cash this bet.
It's funny, Larry, because I have a very similar bet on a different team, mind you. And you know, with the first fives, I hate laying a half a run, but in some circumstances, like you in the case of the Rays, I mean, there's only... that's like the only way to do it, unless you want to pay minus 150, minus 160. So it's a good time, Brad, before we get to your soccer bets and the home run chart and more questions in the chat, to get to my bet. Cardinals first five minus a half against the Diamondbacks. Cardinals at home here. Cardinals, by the way, a nice little surprise in Major League Baseball. I want to throw that out there. But the reason I'm taking this bet, and I'm not necessarily a big Andre Pallante guy who's pitching for the Cardinals, but he's been very good most of this season. But this is more a fade of Merrill Kelly than anything, who has been really, really bad. I mean, allowing so many base runners, hard contact. Obviously, the ERA is up there. And the expected ERA is way worse than the actual ERA, which is pretty staggering, given that his actual ERA is close to 6. So I think Merrill Kelly's in some trouble here against the Cardinals. And I don't really have faith in the Diamondbacks getting hits, off righties in particular. I mean, they've got a couple of big bats in their lineup, but this Diamondbacks team is just really lifeless when it comes to the bats. So I'm going to lay the half a run with the St. Louis Cardinals at minus 105. This is a first five run line bet. Again, I think Andre Pallante will do enough. And I frankly think we're probably looking at least 2 to 4 runs. I shouldn't say at least. I think we're looking at 2 to 4 runs from the Cardinals in the first five. Maybe 2 to 3 is more conservative. Maybe a first five over for the Cardinals is also in play. But again, Cardinals first five, I just need them to get a couple of runs, laying the half a run. All right, that's 2 first five laying a half a run plays. We'll get to the home run chart in a second. But Brad Thomas, there's so many World Cup questions. And some of those questions are, what are Brad Thomas's picks?
Yeah, I will go with the first one. And listen, the last time Mbappe, Messi, and Haaland scored, they all scored 2 goals. Well, guess what? They all play again today, and I'm going to take one of the 3, and that's Kylian Mbappe, 2-plus goals at plus 200. First and foremost, if Mbappe wants to win the Golden Boot, he has to do so by racking up big amounts of goals against teams like Iraq, right? And, you know, yes, there will probably be a different goalkeeper in net for Iraq today, but that's totally fine. And Mbappe still has the opportunity to put up a big number because I talked about this earlier. He has Michael Olise. So to expand on my point that I made, Olise was playing out wide with Dembele in the 10, and it didn't really work in that first half. It was like there was this lack of creativity coming out of the midfield because Olise was so isolated. Well, there's rumblings that Olise might be in the 10, which opens it up for Mbappe, because you guys know Mbappe, he just needs someone to service him, and he's going to be electric. The second bet that I'm going to take, what did I take? I took, oh my gosh, it's going to be the automatic bet of the rest of the tournament. That is Norway versus Senegal, both teams to score. Norway are a team that love to play on the front foot, have an incredible attack with a good midfield, right? Everyone knows Erling Haaland. Everyone knows Martin Odegaard. This is a team that prioritizes attacking over defending. Not saying their defending is poor, but sometimes they get stretched and sometimes they allow goals, right? I think both teams to score is going to be a number that hits for them for the rest of the tournament. And on the other side of the ball, Senegal. The Senegalese team is way vastly different than a lot of the other African squads, not because they have this really good attack, but because their midfield is so fluid and so creative. That midfield makes their attack dangerous. You can almost put anybody up in that front three and they'll be able to find them on quality chances. I think they score, and their defense is not as strong as some of the other African sides. So I like both teams to score in this at minus 132.
We got a lot of soccer questions. Larry, real quick, there was a question. I mean, this was a bet I looked at last night. I don't know if you have an opinion on Gerrit Cole and the Detroit going into Detroit against the Tigers, Framber Valdez on the mound. You know, it was one of those lines, because Gerrit Cole's been pretty good since returning from injury. It's one of those lines where I was like, they're baiting me into taking the Yankees here. And the Yankees have been great, even since Aaron Judge has been injured. Like, they've been great. For whatever reason, I thought, and this line is starting to increase. I think it opened around minus 120. Now it's in that minus 130 range on the full game money line. Do you have an opinion on this game?
Yeah, I saw that. It looked low on the Yankees because Framber Valdez has been a fairly big disappointment. He's been really bad at home, the ERA almost at 5, but coming off a great start against his former team. I think it was 6 innings with 1 unearned run. So maybe he has turned it around. Tigers playing better baseball. You're right. Cole has looked good. I would look at the under. That's the only angle I'd be looking at.
Yeah, under 8.5 is the full game under there. Slightly juiced to the over, actually. Yeah, I think there's pretty good value on that under. All right, let's get to some World Cup bets. Buckets, do you mind grabbing a handful of these that we've got soccer questions dating back to the very beginning of the show. Can you grab a handful and then we'll get some reaction from Brad as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do our little rapid fire here from Balan Ali. Ayman Hussein to score for Iraq at plus 750. I don't think Iraq score in this game. I know that Balan Ali and I did not agree it last week either when I said that Norway was going to score 3 goals, which they did. Not that it matters. But if somebody's going to score for Iraq, this is a good look. He plays for Al Karma and he is consistently scoring goals domestically. The problem is France is just a monster, so you got to be careful here. Brad and Buckets, what do you think about France -2.5 and Mbappe to score at plus 110? We know Brad likes goals for Mbappe. I do like that spread. This is the kind of game where you just rack up the goals. I'm sorry. This is the kind of game where if it's 4-0, 5-0, I wouldn't be surprised. Then we've got take Norway draw. Not a question from Nicholas Barada, but I understand the value in taking a draw if you're looking for a draw there. Glenn Kolovas says France, Iraq over 3.5 goals. Absolutely love it. And then Jeff Stenberg, Buckets. Do we like Martin Odegaard over 0.5 shots on target at plus 130? This feels like an extraordinary play, and I like the little Nordic O you did there, an extraordinary. I really like Odegaard in general. His to score or assist right now is plus 210. I think there's good value in that. I think there's good value in a shot on target because Odegaard knows how to link with Haaland and Haaland knows how to do everything else. I personally, Jeff, you know I love you. You know I respect you. I'm going to take the to score or assist instead of the shot on target, but I think you could approach it from either angle.
Brad, any reaction to any of those questions or answers?
Man, first reaction, Martin Odegaard's shot on target is going to be phenomenal. He's going to have a lot of space because, like I said, the midfield for Senegal is really, really impressive, but they do love to get forward, allowing Odegaard to operate into those moments when they're in transition. And he doesn't always have to feed it into Haaland, but I think the to score assist price is fantastic. If you like Hussein to score, look at his shots number. It's over 1.5 for plus 124. I thought that was very, very appealing. Let's say France do win this game when they're up 4 with 60 minutes to play. Like, you're going to have some opportunities for Iraq to shoot, and all he needs is 2 rips. Doesn't matter where they go.
Douglas Levy has a corners question that I don't think we got to, Brad. Argentina versus Austria under 8 plus corners is plus money, plus 104.
I'm a big advocate for unders in this. In fact, I gave out Argentina under 5.5 corners at around minus 120. That number's got absolutely demolished, but it makes a ton of sense. This is going to be a slower paced game. Argentina don't concede a ton of corners. It's also a game that's going to be played very, not centrally, but down the middle of the field instead of in the wide areas, which really limits opportunities for corners, which means you're only going to get your corners from deflections as opposed to crosses coming in.
Calvin, let's transition to WNBA. We are going to put up the home run chart in a second, but Carson Baddeley wants to know, are we still on the Sun, the Connecticut Sun train at +2.5? Looks like it's minus 102.
I do lean the Sun full game, but I'm going to be on HQ tonight and have a pick on them, and early bird gets the worm, so you guys can get it first. I'm going to pick the Sun in the first half rather than the full game, so +1.5. See, I know I've been on HQ with you a couple times and on this show as well and taken the Sun and twice. That one time they were right there in the fourth quarter and then somehow didn't even cover the 14.5. And then the other day they were up by double digits in the fourth quarter and we still lost the money line at the end. And this is a tanking team. And, you know, I probably should have been on this earlier, but this is a team that doesn't want to win. So if you look at the last couple weeks since Leila Lacan came back, their first half net rating is positive, even though they're the worst team in the league. And their second half net rating is minus 17. So I'm done taking them full game, but I do like them in the first half still.
Now, the Connecticut Sun are moving somewhere, right, Calvin? They're moving out of Connecticut. Tell me where they're moving.
They're going to Houston. They're going to reignite the Houston Comets, like the original dynasty that started the WNBA in the 90s and then folded. They're going to bring back the Houston Comets next year.
Speaking of Texas, Larry, have you heard the news? It's probably all over the chat. It's certainly all over the Twitter. Dusty May finalizing a deal, according to Adam Schefter and others and people in our chat, finalizing a deal with the Dallas Mavericks. Quick reaction.
Yeah, 2 years in Michigan, leaves on top. Let's see what all of their players decide to do. They have the number 9 pick and the number 30 pick to build around Cooper Flagg. Talking about maybe Nate Ament from Tennessee could be a possibility right there in the top 10. I mean, it's a home run hire. He's a great coach. But, you know, we've seen a lot of these college guys not have the same success.
Yeah, well, that's fair. I do think Dusty May would be one of the guys that probably the success will translate. But you never know. That's also team related too, and ownership related, things of that nature. Let's look at the home run chart, and then we'll get to some last minute questions before we get to our recap screen. Owen Casey says inside the lines +534 versus +740. Jackson Churio +267 versus +350. And Alec Burleson +402 versus +414. Larry, any reaction to these three?
I like Churio the most on here in terms of the value. 8 homers in the month of June, playing in Cincinnati tonight. Looks like the wind is going to be blowing out about 10 miles an hour. And Brady Singer, you know, coming off 2 really good starts, but this is a guy who's given up 17 homers. That's 6th most in the league. He's always liable to give up a bomb. And I think Churio has a great shot.
Brad, any thoughts? And I don't think we got to this question. First of all, maybe we did. Glenn Kaliva says France, Iraq over 3.5 and Argentina -1.5. Any thoughts?
Oh, wow. I like it. I think both of those are viable options parlayed together. I don't know what odds he put up there. I thought that was pretty good. I saw someone else reference a little smaller kind of scaled down version of France versus Iraq, over 1.5. And then what was the other? Argentina and Austria over 1.5. I think both of those are totally fine. I have of the games, I thought like the France game was 4 goals, 3 goals minimum. And then the Argentina game I thought was a 2-goal minimum match.
Buckets, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'd be very careful with unders today would be my advice. I see people asking about parlaying a spread with an under 2.5 in Argentina. You've got a bunch of games where it's kind of do or die for these teams playing today, like that Austria-Argentina match. Whoever wins, wins the group. So even though Argentina is the better side, Austria is not just going to sit back and let themselves lose. So just be careful. And then Brian, I want to address this one. Buckets and Brad, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but what are your thoughts on a round robin of Messi, Mbappe, Haaland first goal score? It's meant to be fun, right? It's the World Cup. We're having fun with a competition like this. I don't know the round robin price, but all three of those guys to score first is +4,400 on MGM. It's a fun sprinkle. I know it worked really well last week betting the obvious chalk here, but yeah, have fun with it, Brian. I'm all for it.
I have the round robin price. It is 12-1.
Don't hate that at all.
Happen to have that because he's dabbling in some fun as well, is Brad Thomas. So one thing to keep in mind, if you're not, again, I always say, make sure you subscribe to the Sportsline YouTube channel. And I know like 90% of you are, but to the extent you didn't realize it, maybe you're not subscribed. A lot of these soccer questions, I will tell you, and we love covering it now too, but I will tell you some of the network shows that we do are like kind of looking forward. So I know we have a segment on these Monday games that is already in the sport, already on the Sportsline YouTube channel. The segments we're doing today are going to be for games tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. So always watch this show, but always keep in mind we've got extra content on the Sportsline YouTube channel that may or may not include people on this screen, like Martin Green, for example. So make sure, again, you're subscribed to the channel. Calvin, did you see any WNBA questions before we get to the recap screen?
Yeah, I didn't see anything else, but if you got them, hit me up in the Discord. And like I said, I'll be on HQ tonight with a couple more picks as well.
Discord, sportsline.com/join is how you join Sportsline. Once you're there, discord.gg/sportsline. That is how you join the Discord. And Larry, anything to close out before we get to the recap screen?
Just looking forward to the meetup next week. So again, email me, larry.harstein@paramount.com if you want the group rate. But again, like Sia said, you can also buy your own ticket and just meet us before the game at Sluggers.
100%. All right. I think it's probably time to get to the recap screen. So let's do that. A couple of first five plays. I'll start with mine. Cardinals first five, minus a half, minus 105. And then Larry Hartstein is on the Rays, minus a half, first five at minus 114. Then we go to soccer. Argentina versus Austria. Messi, anytime goal scored, even money. Norway versus Senegal. Norway over 1.5 team total, plus 110. More soccer from Brad Thomas. France versus Iraq. Kylian Mbappe, 2+ goals at plus 200. Norway versus Senegal, both teams to score, minus 132. And WNBA, Paige Bueckers over 5.5 assists, minus 109. And Jessica Shepherd under 5.5 assists, minus 152. A little correlated action. And if you want to do the parlay, just to dabble, it's plus 168 on those two WNBA plays. We led the show with a couple of sports line picks. David Bierman. We're going to college baseball. It's the finals. North Carolina, money line, minus 154. And Jeff Hockman likes the Twins, plus 1.5. At minus 120. What a show. What an incredible show. Incredible cast, as usual. We're going to run it back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We've got CBS Sports Network today from 12 to 1 covering soccer and golf for the Travelers Championship. Brad, I know you're super interested in that. In fact, you should probably be on the whole show talking World Cup and golf, but don't worry. We'll get your golf thoughts later in the week, if not in the Discord. Brad, thank you. Buck, it's Larry, Calvin, and a big thank you to Ben on the ones and twos and threes and fours. Thanks, everybody, for being in the chat. Thanks for participating, hitting the like button, and just being part of this family. We appreciate you every single day. On behalf of the crew, we rest our case.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus, Beth and Rip are back in Dutton Ranch.
This life here is gonna work, isn't it?
We'll make it work.
Starring Kelly Riley.
A legacy is a beautiful thing, but only if it survives.
Cole Hauser.
Let's go to work.
Ed Harris.
Family is the only thing worth fighting for.
And Annette Bening.
I can make this a lot harder for all y'all.
And peace will have to wait.
Dutton Ranch, new series now streaming on Paramount+.